on a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, an emblem of suffering and shame.
Welcome to WGUF.
And I love
Pastor Berman will be with us at the end of this month.
For the dear and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll get
on the line, Pat. This is Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott. We're experiencing a few technical problems with regards to making sure that Pastor Benjamin can be patched in. And if Pastor Benjamin can hear this call, I'd like to ask you, Pastor, if you would drop your call forwarding so that I can call you from Blog Talk and open the line for you. Right now we're having real problems with the Blog Talk switchboard, which is not allowing us to operate the switchboard at all. So, Pastor Benjamin, if you will take off, hit *73 on your home phone, then I will call you from here, and we will patch you right in on the Blog Talk number. So, ladies and gentlemen, please hang on. You'll be hearing from the pastor momentarily.
Hello?
We're on Blog Talk now, and your line is open. So please, share your message. Hello, Pastor Benjamin. Like we're having a few technical problems here. We'll have to try it again. Okay, Pastor Mellon, we have you patched into Blog Talk by a three-way. If you can, your line is open. Can you hear me just now?
I can hear you just now.
Okay, well then, you have the mic.
Thank you. God bless you, for this is the day that the Lord hath made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. It is a pleasure and a privilege to come to you once more again in Blog Talk Radio Land to tell you about the love of our Savior, Jesus Christ. We are in our Lent season now, and we're preparing for the death of Jesus Christ. We had to go through all of this just to get to the old rugged cross. And as the songwriter was singing, I'll cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. And I tell you, that song means a lot, especially this time of the year. People seem to like hearing that. If you play that at Christmas, it wouldn't resonate with people because they have joy to the world on their mind. And that's good to have joy to the world, but it was in his dying on the old rugged cross that gives us this joy to the world. It was because my Savior died on that cross with those crowns upon his head, nails in his feet, spears pierced in his side. The blood came streaming down. It was because he hung on that cross. He bled and he died to buy our pardon. Oh, but on tonight, I want to let you know that an empty grave is there to prove that my Savior, Jesus Christ, lives, for he is Lord. He is Lord. He has risen from the dead, and he is Lord. Every knee will bow, and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. He has risen from the dead, and he is Lord. Aren't you glad that you know this risen Jesus, who can raise your dead situation? All he has to do is just call by its name and tell it like he told the water, peace be still. Lazarus, come forth out of your grave. And I don't care how the enemy may have you wrapped up, tied up, and tangled up, but when Jesus calls, every shackle, every chain has to be broken off of you. Oh, it was at the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burdens of my heart, they rolled away. It was there by faith that I received my sight, and now I am happy. Oh, yes, I am. I'm excited about Jesus Christ and the crucifixion, Jesus Christ and the cross. Oh, how he loves you, and oh, how he loves me, that he would hang on a cross on a hill far away. People laying at the foot of the grave, at the foot of the cross, women laying there in agony with their Jesus. They didn't want him to die, and if he died, they didn't want him to die in such a horrible manner where they put a crown of thorns on his head. Oh my God, can you just imagine somebody hammering nails, spikes through your feet, and one foot was placed on top of the other, and that had to be a long nail or spike to go through his flesh and go through the wood of that tree, that cross that was made for him to be on. Just think about it for a moment, that his nail-scarred hands, nails in his hands, oh God, they pierced him in his side. But for you and I, guess what? He never said a mumbling word. He endured the hardness as a good soldier would. Oh my God. Let us be mindful of what he did for us. We need to acknowledge him on a daily basis. I heard Bishop Bronner say on last night, just 1 minute. Oh, my God in heaven, I feel Jesus. You better leave me alone. Just 1 minute. And he broke that 1 minute down, 1 minute when you get up in the morning to have a little talk with Jesus. 1 minute while you're in the shower to tell the Lord thank you. 1 minute when you get into your car and before you pull off from your home or your hotel, wherever you are in your car, well, you could be even riding the train or the bus, but 1 minute to talk to the Lord. Oh, my God, he worked with that 1 minute on last night. And I tell you, I was fired up just listening to the word of God. One thing I know for sure, that when you are connected to the vine, when you are connected to the vine, there's no way that I can water the root, the vine, and the branch doesn't receive. Oh, my God. And as he was telling us to take just 1 minute, to acknowledge who the Lord is, to acknowledge that you have open your eyes and see another day. Just to acknowledge that. You feel on the inside the connection. Because it's at the root that the vine gets the nourishment that it needs to produce or to supply the branches that's connected to the vine. There's no way that you can tell me that you are a born again child of God, that when the word of God is going forward, that you don't feel something on the inside to let you know that, hey, I am connected. Oh, bless his name. So I'll cling to the old rugged cross, and I'll exchange it someday for a crown. Yes, I shall wear a crown. When I get to heaven, he's going to crown me. He's going to robe me. Why? Because they crowned him Lord of Lord. And because he said, I am the true vine. Oh, blessed name. Hey, God, I am the true vine. Oh, God, help us today. When you're connected to the true vine, you receive your nourishment from him. He's the vine and we're the branches. So, yes, I'll cherish the old rugged cross, my trophy. One day I'll lay down and I will cling. Ah, my shandidididibushi. To the old rugged oh, God. I will cling to the old rugged cross. Oh, I feel Jesus. You better leave me alone. I'm getting excited. I'll cling to the old rugged cross. Yes, I will. Oh, God, I thank you. And exchange it one day for a crown. Oh, my God, Jesus is so wonderful. He is so wonderful.
Oh, I thank God for Jesus. And I thank Jesus for his blood. I have here my Bible, and I have a story here, the death on the cross. And I may not read all of it in its entirety, but just let me attempt. As the Savior hung in exquisite agony upon his cross, he faced towards the city. He had so little influence, yet it still claimed his compassion. He may also have reflected that he was about to die for no proven crime and without benefit of due legal process. The charge on which he was theoretically convicted was printed on the tablet that had been tacked upon his head. It was only the third hour, or mid-morning, when the cross had been raised and the terrible day began to drag on, the skies growing ever more dark and gloomy, threatening. There was an occasional insolent noise from the audience, but it too was growing a bit terrified, horrified. The man they were slaying had possessed kingly dignity throughout this whole shameful affair, and he continued to dominate this degraded episode and to cheat them of their expected satisfaction. There were cases when such enthralled figures lived on even into the second day, but the despised figure on the slightly higher central cross was sinking rapidly. A seductive had been offered him by friends, a sponge fixed to a long reel, and dipped in vinegar and myrrh, had been thrust up to his burning lips, but he had refused it. Slowly, the crowd began to melt away. There was quite a knot of people, many of them women who were friends, followers, and relatives of the expiring man, clustered on the small eminence a little distance from where the crosses stood. With them, he had occasional threats, communications. His agony was mounting, as were the tears of those below. Finally, 6 endless hours had slowly seeped away. Then about the 9th hour of mid-afternoon, God, I thank you. The mid-afternoon, the exhausted Jesus gave a great cry. Oh, my God. It is finished. Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. Then he yielded up the spirit and expired. Out of the darkness that had deepened since noontime, there came a series of crushes as a mighty earthquake shook the whole countryside. Oh, my God. The limestone cliffs hurled down great chunks of rocks. The stone doors of the sepulchres were tolled. Over graves were opened oh my God, over graves were opened. And the mighty curtain hiding the Holy of Holies in the temple was torn asunder. This violent demonstration was enough to clour those few brushes, members, those few brash members of the mob who had kept up their vigil until the bitter end. He who had died was no evildoer. The Romans had perhaps better judgment, had better judged the situation than had the Jews. For they had dispatched but 4 soldiers in charge of a centurion to carry out this execution. It was the angry Jews. Oh my God, Jesus was a Jew. And because they did not want to accept Jesus, they only would worship God. They would not accept the Son of God, who came as the Son of God, but was God all the time. Because in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. And the same Jesus was there all the time. But the Jews, for some reason, did not want to accept their own brother. Because Jesus is a Jew. But the Jews, for some reason, say, we will only worship God because this man is not God. We don't know him. He's a stranger to us. He goes around pretending to be God, but he isn't God, and we will not accept him as our God, as our Savior. It was the angry Jews. Oh, my God. It was the angry Jews. Not the Galileans that were dangerous. So you had some dangerous folk there, but the dangerous folk was afraid. So the Jews were the one who acted a fool. With their own blood, with their own brother, the scripture said, not the Galileans that were dangerous. But these hardened men were greatly impressed, for when the centurion and they that were with him watching Jesus saw the earthquake and those things that were done, they feared greatly, saying, truly, truly, this was the Son of God. They recognized who he was when it was finished. They couldn't recognize Jesus for who he was while he was on the cross. They did not want to give him his due props by saying, this is the Son of God. He is for real. But when the earth shook and rocks began to fall down and graves began to open up, fear came on the dangerous men. I know they were saying, Lord, I'm glad I had nothing to do with this. I'm glad I was not the one that said crucify him. I'm glad I'm not a Jew that rejected him. For the scripture say he was despised and rejected of men. A man, oh my God, a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief. But he never said a mumbling word. He stayed on the cross. At any moment, he could have called for a legion of angels, but I thank him on tonight that he stayed on the cross. Hey, God, I'm glad that he stayed on the cross until it was finished. until he had conquered sin, death, and the grave. Oh, bless his name. Conquered hell. Oh, my God. He conquered sickness. He conquered hunger and thirst. Oh, it's finished, he said. The work that I came to do for my Father. Hey, it's finished. Oh, God. And he yielded up the ghost. He yielded up his spirit. And he said, Father, you take it from here. Because I'm finished. This don't have to happen anymore. What the blood of the goats and the bones couldn't fix, Jesus said it's finished. While he stood there on the cross, he said it's finished. Ah, God. I've come in the volume of the book, but I finished my course. It's finished. Ah, earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. On the hill, far away, have I Shikiah. Stood an old Shikiah. Rugged cross. Yes, God, I thank you. Ha! I will cling. Yes, I will. To the old rugged cross. My God. You better hold to God's unchanging hand. You better build your hopes on things eternal. He said it's finished. So you got a right to build your hopes on things eternal. Because it's finished. And you know what? The good part, and I'm almost finished. The good part here, well, all of it is good. But let me just point this out. Jesus, my God, said it's finished. It's done. It's a done deal. It's a done deal. But his saints don't die. They go to sleep. For the Bible says that those who die in Christ, they're not dead, they're asleep. God has called them into a rest. Ooh, Lord. And yes, to us, they're dead because we can't wake them up. Only the Lord can wake them up. He's the only one. He stood there with all those that believe. The sisters, they, Lord, if you, God, I feel you, Jesus. Lord, if you had been here, our brother would not have died. Jesus said, I am the resurrection. And the girl had nerve to say, yeah, but we know all that, but we're talking about right now. Jesus said, and so am I. I'm talking about the right now because I am the right now. I am that I am. I am he who has the power at the stinking and in the grave, wrapped up in grave clothes, to call his name, and he will hear me. He was asleep. And when the Lord called him, he woke up from out of his sleep. So because of Jesus Christ today for us, if we have accepted him, should I pass away tonight, just know that I'm asleep in Jesus. Because of the cross, and because I have accepted him as only him, as my Lord and Savior, I can go to sleep in him and arise in him. Oh, so many of our loved ones have died and we've sent them to heaven. Oh, they're in heaven. They're in heaven. But what you gonna do? Judgment day. There's a judgment day have to come because every man has to be responsible for his deeds. That's the day when God himself, Jesus said, I will separate the sheep from the goats. And those that worshiped him on this earth and followed him and lived their life holy and separate from sin. Those are the sheep. I'm not a goat tonight. I'm glad that I'm a sheep. Because if the Lord should call me now, I am a sheep. Because of the cross, I love the old rugged cross. And I'll cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross. One day the trophy I will lay down, for I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. Hallelujah. I thank God for Jesus. And I thank Jesus for his blood. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor, for that wonderful, uplifting, and inspiring song. I am just chuckling because I want you to know that your song is so powerful that it's completely blanked out Blog Talk. We're not able to bring up any of our music and wanted to play. I know it was The Blood by the Bolton Brothers, and I want you to know that I have no control over the keyboard at all. You've just completely paralyzed the keyboard. So if you have any final words you want to say before we end the program, now is the time.
Amen.
Amen. So thank you all for listening, and we hope that between us and Blog Talk, we will be able to get this straight in the very near future, if not immediately. Thank you so much for listening.